Blog Talk Radio. Bendito Pai, em nome de Jesus nós te glorificamos por mais esta oportunidade que nos dás de nos reunirmos como família, como irmãos em Cristo, para te glorificar, para te bendizer e para te servir, Pai. Que este programa possa ser um instrumento nas tuas mãos para a tua glória, para a glória daquele que se ofereceu por todos nós. E que o teu povo possa sair acrescentado, Senhor, segundo os teus desígnios e o teu propósito, de tudo aquilo que tu preparaste para que o teu povo recebesse esta noite. Deus glorifica o teu nome. É o nosso desejo, é o nosso pedido, em nome do teu filho Yeshua, em nome de Jesus Cristo. Amém. Welcome, friends. It's a great pleasure to have you again amongst us as a family of our great King Jesus Christ. The Holy Spirit is happy. It's bringing his joy to our hearts because he knows that we are here to serve him, to give him the glory and to make his will. And this program, it will be once again an instrument in the hands of God, because God has some goals to reach. God is moving his spirit around the world because he has a great work to do. He has some ancient accounts to realize, and he's bringing his armies. He's preparing his warriors to a great work. God is bringing justice. God is bringing his kingdom, starting by the judgment of his own house, preparing his own house to be used on the judgment that he will bring upon the heart. And this program, the theme of this program, the issue, it's one of the goals of God in these days, to bring justice to the injustice of this world. That's why God the Father let us know the work of Brother Marcus Curtis on a difficult place where a little church would have courage to go, because the fights that the warriors of God have encountered there, it's not for everybody. But God knows who the warriors are. Not the pulpit puppets, but the warriors. Those that are not afraid of dying in his name. Those that already have been dead and they reborn to do the will of God in their lives. That's the case of the missionaries that are on the Pine Ridge Reservation, working for the salvation, bringing justice of God on that places where ancient evils, ancient spirits that deceived all humanity still have great power to enslave human souls on false doctrine, on things that blind the mind and the hearts of the people to not know the kingdom of God, the real kingdom. And these people, the Lakota people, the Native American people, they are victims because the devil knew the potential, the spiritual potential of these people. These people defeated the sons of the fallen angels, the giants. these people's faith can combat the giants, the cannibals, the giants that came from the mixing of the fallen angels with the human woman. That's how powerful these people are. And if they could not deceive him, by force they deceive him, enslaving their minds and their souls. Because what these spirits want to do is to continue stopping these people to know who Jesus Christ is. But God has goals to reach. That's why Brother Mark is there. And that's why God made us know his work. And that's why God puts in our hearts to understand the problems of these people. And we, on this program, will be talking about this. We'll be talking because people, and I hope they can hear this, if not now, sometime later, they always look for God. They knew more from God than we, the Europeans, but they didn't have the luck to know Jesus Christ the Son. They knew the Father, the Great Spirit. They only need to know that Jesus Christ, the Son of God, is not what the religious white people try to make him understand. And we, as Christians, we are not going to try to give them the dogmas, the religious, the false doctrines that we have in our system. We, as Christians, only have to give them, without enslaving, without stopping their traditions, because they are more pure than our civilization. We only have to let them see in us Jesus Christ. That's the only piece that is missing. That's why God sent Brother Marcus there. That's why we, the Ministry of Destroying Strongholds, have a purpose given by God to help Brother Marcus on his work. Because each soul of these people that will meet, have a meeting with Jesus Christ, it's a victory for us. It's an act of justice. Our ancestors, century after century, have deceived these people, have been false, have killed so many Indian people with injustice. But I hope that the purpose of God will give his fruits. Because when they learn who is really Jesus Christ and the freedom that he can bring to his souls, that's not the Jesus that the religious people try to enslave them. That's not the Jesus that I am talking. I'm talking a God that is ready to live in his hearts. They can run free in the prairies, because Jesus will be running with them, not on a church. And this is what we are going to say, to talk, to pray, to worship God, because I know, Brother Marcus knows, that this is the purpose of God. Many people died without knowing Jesus Christ. But I am sure that God will bring his justice. And these people, they are waiting to know a God different from the God that religious people try to sold him. We are free of this system because we know that Jesus is ours. We are the temple of the Spirit of Jesus Christ. And that's what we have to give him, to give to these people. So we are going to have some 2-3 more songs. Wait for the rest of the army. And I know that Brother Marcus and Curtis, they are already here. But I want to bring more peace. Because I know that the devil and his armies, they are not happy with these programs. But this is just the beginning. In the name of Jesus Christ, I'm saying this is just the beginning. You devil, you can wait. Because you are going to have the payback you deserve. For each Indian people you kill, you will lose 7 souls. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, name of Yahushua, the Son of God, who has all the power to make this and much more. Stay blessed. I will make a brief presentation in Portuguese and we will fly again. Meus irmãos, nós já estamos com o irmão Marcos pronto para entrar no programa, também o seu filho na fé, um índio convertido, um jovem índio convertido por este missionário naquela reserva, trazendo notícias. Mas primeiro vamos adorar o nosso Deus. Quero que saibam que é propósito de Deus trazer justiça sobre este povo. Um povo massacrado ao longo dos anos, enganado pelos brancos. Tentaram nos converter à força, meteram estas lindas criaturas tão espirituais, com tanto respeito que têm pelos animais, pela natureza, que adoram o Espírito Eterno, sem saber o nome, mas tinham mais espiritualidade do que nós, os ocidentais. Apenas não tinham tido a sorte de conhecer Jesus Cristo. Tentaram-nos metê-los numa gaiola religiosa. Não resultou por causa disso. Hoje temos uma geração de pessoas cheias de vícios dos ocidentais, alcoolizadas, drogadas, jovens sem rumo, cheias de traumas, com fantasmas do passado, impedindo a verdadeira evangelização, mas é propósito de Deus juntar-nos nesta luta com o irmão Marcos, porque isto poderá ser apenas, tenho a certeza, o início de muita justiça que Deus vai trazer sobre este mundo, sobre todos os povos que sofreram nas mãos dos imperialistas, daqueles que à força quiseram convertê-los, mas apenas por interesses materialistas. Foi esse tipo de evangelização que não resultou. Mas Deus está levantando um exército que vai transbordar de Jesus Cristo. Já se libertou Ele mesmo das farsas, das heresias do sistema, que também já foi prisioneiro, que já herdamos do início da evangelização católica, que está aí cheia, ainda dando maus frutos no Evangelho, cheia de materialismo em muitas congregações. Mas há um povo que vai dar fruto. Já foi liberto, está sendo preparado, está sendo colocado em sítios estratégicos para dar a conhecer o verdadeiro Jesus Cristo e a Yahushua, o Redentor das nossas e todos aqueles, todas as almas daqueles que assim desejarem ser feitos nova criatura em Cristo. Que Deus possa abençoar cada um. Vai ser um trabalho bonito fazer chegar esta mensagem tão longe, do Brasil à América, à África. Mas com a graça de Deus, tudo vai correr bem. Vamos ter algum período de louvor antes de chamar os irmãos. Que Deus vos abençoe, que Deus vos dê muita paz com toda esta espiritualidade que nos envolve a todos nós, porque Estamos na presença de uma só família, de um só Pai, de um só Senhor. Que Deus abençoe, em nome de Jesus. Amém.
Thank you. today I found myself after searching all these years. And the man that I saw, he wasn't at all who I thought he'd be. But I was lost when you found me here, and I was broken beyond repair. And then you came along and you sang your song over me. It feels like I'm born again. It feels like I'm living for the very first time. For the very first time in my life.
Make a promise.
Anunciando o caminho para o mar.
momento sublime ele vem. Na viração do dia ele vem. No momento da angústia ele vem. Ele vem e se revela a mim. Quando ele fala, o coração estremece. Tudo em volta muda, tudo acontece. Ele vem revestido de santidade. Ele é a canção da eternidade. Ele lava os nossos pés, nos purifica e nos enche de alegria e de verdade. E começa a cantar dentro de nós a canção da eternidade. Ele é o próprio Deus Todo-Poderoso. Por meio de Jesus nos resgatou, que nos inspira as canções durante a noite, que nos faz cantar pra viver feliz. Thank you.
Ok. Já podemos sentir a paz, nosso Deus. Como é bom estar em união. É o que diz o Salmo com os nossos irmãos. Toda a parte deste globo. Estaremos agora trazendo o irmão Marcos e o irmão Curtis para fazer o mantimento que Deus preparou para todos nós. Estaremos também fazendo a tradução. Esperemos que tenham paciência, porque preciso deixar o espírito fluir. Mas com certeza já todos saímos abençoados, acrescentados, com muita paz. Deus já decretou. Nós sabemos que pela fé, onde estão dois ou três reunidos em seu nome, Deus faz presente. Estaremos então trazendo o irmão Marcos e o irmão Curtis para o programa. Deus abençoe a todos em nome de Jesus. Ok, my brothers, time to bring the warriors to the front line. Let me see the numbers here. Okay. I don't know which number is. Who's here, please? You're on.
This is Brother Marcus. God bless you, Brother Jose.
God bless you, warrior. Great warrior from God. How are you today?
Well, Brother, I'm blessed and highly favored of the Lord, and I trust that my son, Brother Curtis, is with me on the other line. I want to say thank you so much for allowing us to have this divine kingdom opportunity to be with you on Wednesdays. That means so much to us, brother, and I just thank God continually that he has allowed us to partnership together for kingdom purposes.
Yes, brother.
And both Brother Curtis and I look forward to having you as a guest on our show sometime in the very near future. And I'm so thankful, Jose, that I did not miss the introduction to your program today because you gave a very anointed and wise introduction concerning the spiritual potential of the Lakota people. And, of course, to me that applies also to many other indigenous groups all across the world. And you pointed out so correctly that the formalized, institutionalized church brought religion to the Lakota people, as well as other native groups, but not Jesus, not the real Jesus. And religion conquered a culture, unfortunately. But we're here preaching the kingdom of God today on this reservation here and through our radio broadcast, reaching others as well, I trust. But, brother, I just thank God that you're a man of the kingdom of God, that you preach the real living Jesus, that you preach the truth unreservedly and boldly on your radio programs. And I want to encourage everyone listening today to please tune in every time Brother Jose is on the radio sharing or having programs. Please tune in and listen to his programs. And I also ask that you support him. I'm giving this out of my heart. I was not asked to ask this, but I'm asking it for the kingdom of God's sake. We bless God for you, Jose. We bless God for your program. Indeed, this is just the beginning of a fruitful ministry that the Lord has entrusted to you. And we want to ask God to raise up many prayer warriors to support you in prayer, but also those that will contribute to your work and to your ministry. So we just bless God for you today, my friend.
Oh, brother, I have no words to express how honored I am to have a family where you belong. Because the road that I have made in 20 years serving Jesus Christ, it has been a long and tough road, because the fight that I had to free myself from this satanic, this evil system, religious system that enslaved so much souls.
Amen.
It's not an easy one, but I know you understand this. That's what Jesus, the Holy Spirit, said to me in the first day that I hear Steve Quayle talking about your work. And the first time you went to the Hagman show, that spoke to me. And I want to share with you that are hearing now. I want you to hear in the first time, because you deserve it, because you are present. All of you that are in the chat and that are in the chat room. But you deserve to hear these things in first place. The first thing I want to say to Brother Marcos is, you know why the people on the past, they preach religion and not Jesus Christ to the Native American people?
Yes.
Because that honor, it's only reserved for people who die for themselves, for people who don't make promotions in the kingdom, for people don't think they are bigger than Jesus Christ and they can charge tithe when the king didn't never make this. For people that manipulate the gospel.
Amen.
Preach Jesus is only for those that die for Jesus live in them. And you are one case. I want to make a simple understanding here. I'm not against people receiving tithings from the brothers, since it is voluntary, not by law.
Amen.
We cannot charge any brother in faith, because our King never made that. And we are not bigger than Jesus Christ. But if the people touched by the Holy Spirit want to give 10, 20, 50% of their salaries each month to a missionary, to a church, it's okay for us, but not by forcing. That's religion. That's why people like Native American people don't believe in Jesus Christ, because they were forced to believe.
Yes.
By force. And the Holy Spirit doesn't work like this. So when you give love to these people, you give fruit, you receive love from them, and they can see Jesus in you, and they can believe in our God. That's why God, the first time I hear about your work, God nevermore left me one day without thinking what you were fighting there. Because I know what you fight. I have fought so much evil that they just killed my father. They put my mom in a bed for almost 20 years. But there's one thing they couldn't do. Stop from loving Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And they will never do that. Because I die for myself. And it's Jesus that is living in you. And it's Jesus that is living in Curtis. And it's Jesus that is living in each one of true worshippers that die for themselves.
Thank you.
The second thing I want you to know, Brother Marcos, is that when me and my wife were praying for you, first time you came to our show, God gave a vision to my wife.
Wow.
I was wondering what was the connection that Jesus was building between people that are so far away. And when you talk me about the prophecy you had about Brazil, I start praying to God. I know this is a plan. And God gave a vision to my wife. And she saw a ring, an alliance ring, golden ring. But that ring was not complete. It was very shining, but it was not complete. And the hands of God came. And they put the missing parts together. It was a miracle that complete the whole ring. I don't know if I can explain myself well, but it was a miracle because the hands of God come and they stretch that ring until it unifies and becomes a beautiful, completely ring.
Wow.
So I am giving a testimony because I know that you believe in the gifts of the Holy Spirit. Since I made my compromise with Jesus Christ, I have been blessing for having dreams, for having experience like you have already had too. So this is the confirmation that this is not only our good intention. This is a purpose that I don't see all the picture now, but I know that Jesus is in command. It is something big that God will do around all the world.
Amen.
And we are on, and so much people I know that God will bring with your words, with our words. Okay, brother? So I want to know this. I'm going to try to call Brother Curtis too. I hope I can have you both together. Brother Curtis, can you hear me? Are you there?
Yes, my brother, I'm here and I'm well.
Thank you.
Okay, cool. So we can have you both together, same time. I want to thank to all our faithful people, I think, that are hearing, that are participating in the chat room. They are warriors like us. They are those who can take further the message. So thank you, God, for our family here. I don't know, I'm just going to transmit in Portuguese language the things that I told you, Brother Marcos, and then you, it's your show, okay? It's your show, so I will leave you with Curtis. I don't know if Curtis wants to say something.
I'm fine, my brother. for now, I'd just like to say thank you again for having us on your show, and God bless everybody out there in Portugal, those that speak the language, and just want to say hi to everybody, and it's just awesome to be back.
You are being heard in Portugal, in Africa, in Brazil, and I know maybe on East Timor and Macau, because we have Portuguese people around all the world. So
thank you, Lord.
You are not only being heard here in Europe, you are being heard in all the continents.
Thank you, Lord.
We don't have too much people that know how to work with chat room, but we have people from our colonies, ex-colonies. See, they speak Portuguese. And if you want to see, we have a blog talk, not a blog talk, only a blog that is called the Tower, the Watchman's Tower, that I will put a link here. You can see there. We reach so much people around the globe. Okay, I'm going to update in Portuguese, and then I will leave you guys conducting the rest of the show, okay?
Bless you, Brother Jose.
Okay, one other thing I want to say before I go to Portuguese, I want you to know that this team, I called the Return of the Eagles for two reasons. First, because God wants us to make us like the eagles. The eagles fly with the wind, so we must be conducted by the wind of the Spirit. And the other thing is that the eagles, they have some stories around that are still a little bit of mystery, but they fit well with us. I'm going to try to say in English. This is from our blog. The eagle is a bird that has the longevity of the species. She can reach 70 years. But to reach this age, around 40 years of age, she needs to take a serious and difficult decision. At this age, normally, his nails are long and flexible, since they can no longer grab the prey, which it feeds her. The beak, elongated, pointed, and curving, pointing to her chest. And the wings, they are aged and heavy, depending on the thickness of the feathers, and fly now at the age of 40 becomes very difficult. In this situation, the eagle has only two choices. Or she let it die, or face a painful process of renewal that will last until 5 months. This process is to fly to the top of a mountain and there gather in a nest that is close to a wall, a place where to return she needs to give a firm and full flight. When fighting in this place, the eagle starts beating his nozzle against the wall until she tears it, facing bravely the pain that this approach entails. Hopes rise a new beak with which she starts to their own nails, With the new nail, it goes to boot the old cedar. And only after around 5 months, she reborns, and she gives the famous flight of renewal to live then more over 30 years. Often in our lives, we must guard against for some time and start a process of renewal. We must detach ourselves from the bad memories, bad habits, and other situations that causes so much troubles so that we continue to fly. A flight of victory only when freed from past burdens, heavy past burdens, we can take advantage of the valuable result that always brings a renewal. We therefore need to destroy the break of resentment, fear plucking the nails, remove the feathers from the wings of the bad thoughts, and raise a beautiful flight to a new life, a flight of young and happy and eternal life. That's why I call you are out there, guys, that are a new creature, an eagle. You, Curtis, are an eagle from our Bar of the Marcos. Amen. So I'm going just to tell in Portuguese, update, and the rest is up to you. Okay, guys?
God bless you, Jose.
Amen. Meus irmãos, eu estive falando com o irmão Curtis, com o irmão Marcos, sobre algo que o senhor falou connosco a primeira vez que os irmãos estiveram aqui. Nós não sabíamos o porquê de tanta conectividade, digamos assim, tanta identificação com o ministério deles. É a primeira vez que eu ouvi falar sobre o ministério e as lutas do irmão Marcos na reserva indígena, como foi difícil eu tirar aquele jovem dos maus hábitos lá espalhados agora, por causa dos traumas que vêm do passado. Eu senti no meu espírito uma vontade enorme de orar por ele, pois fui sabendo as novidades, até que Deus proporcionou nós contactarmos-nos e hoje está à vista o resultado. Da última vez que ele esteve no nosso programa, nós orámos, eu e minha esposa, ela é usada em visões. Deus dava uma visão sobre uma aliança que não estava completa, uma aliança de ouro. Que Deus vinha com as suas mãos, tinha umas mãos dos céus, completavam essa aliança, uniam a parte que faltava da aliança e a aliança ficava completa. Hoje eu entendo que há um propósito de Deus de colaboração, de partilha de experiências, colaboração no reino para salvar vidas. E é assim que Deus está fazendo, congregando aqueles que estão dispostos a largar tudo para levar Jesus Cristo. Não é levar a religião nem placa da igreja. É levar a liberdade em Cristo, a pessoa ter um encontro e ser o próprio gestor dessa relação com Jesus Cristo. Como João Batista, aqueles que estão dispostos a deixar-se diminuir depois de fazerem a sua parte para que Jesus cresça na vida daqueles que precisam de salvação. Então, que Deus possa abençoar a sua vida com este testemunho que estive a falar também sobre o exemplo da águia, não é? A águia normalmente vive 70 anos, mas por volta dos 40 ela precisa de uma renovação, porque senão morre. As águias têm uma particularidade que o bico começa a entortar muito. As garras começam a ficar muito entortadas e flexíveis, já não têm aquela dureza para agarrar as presas. E para além disso, as asas são enormes, começam a ter muito peso nas penas. E ela precisa de ser renovada, tem que tomar uma decisão. Quando chega por volta dos 40 anos, ela tem que tomar uma decisão. Ou morre, ou sobe um penhasco, um ninho no alto, junto a uma rocha, onde ela vai passar um processo de renovação. Ela mesma vai bater com o bico na rocha até aquele bico ser quebrado e ser reconstruído de outra maneira. Até que aquelas garras, depois de ter o bico, serem afiadas novamente, cortadas, preparadas novamente para estar aptas. E com aquelas garras, com aquele bico, retirar as penas velhas para deixar crescer mais novas. Por isso eu chamei este show O Regresso das Águias. Você, meu irmão em Cristo, minha irmã em Cristo, que pensa que já acabou, que para si já não há solução, você está sendo renovada como uma águia. Nós precisamos tirar tudo o que há de velho em nós, todas as más memórias que nos trazem problemas, todos os velhos hábitos, e deixar Deus, às vezes dói, mas deixar Deus renovar a nossa estrutura, o nosso entendimento, para podermos voar uma nova vida, mas uma vida eterna e feliz com Jesus Cristo no comando, ao sabor do vento, como as águias. Que Deus abençoe a todos e vamos deixar o Espírito Santo nos conduzir. Brother Marcos, it's your show now.
Well, Brother Jose, I want to say, first of all, thank you very much for that insight. That was very revelatory about what you shared concerning the eagles. And I much appreciate that. The Bible speaks of eagles, and they're very prophetic and representative to what God is doing in his people in this hour. And I thought that was so timely and so prophetic, Brother Jose. And before I begin to share anything today, during the program, the Lord just kept putting this in my spirit. I felt that the Spirit of the Lord today, Brother Jose, is pouring out fresh oil of the Holy Ghost, fresh oil from the kingdom of God today upon those who are listening, who are especially intercessors and spiritual warriors. Many of you have been just beleaguered and under siege by the adversary, and you've had many things confront you and try to torment you, try to drain you of spiritual strength and spiritual momentum. But I believe that the hand of the Lord today is releasing upon the warriors and intercessors a new fresh oil right straight from the throne of God. And he is restoring your spiritual momentum. So hang on to the horns of the altar, intercessors and prayer warriors and spiritual warriors. Do not be discouraged. God is renewing your momentum. He's granting you the joy of fresh oil this morning and this afternoon, wherever you may be listening at, from his hand. So we just release that word to the warriors and intercessors right now, fresh oil and even fresh fire from the Holy Ghost, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Amen. Just receive that, those that are listening. Amen, today. I have been moved upon these last few days, and my son and I, Brother Curtis, we shared this last weekend on our radio program a spiritual revelation of the justice of God. And I think that I want to encourage everyone listening today to know that there is indeed justice that can be received from the righteous judge. And, you know, in the Bible, in Hebrews 4:16, the Bible declares that we, as children of God, those of us who have been born again and washed by the blood of Jesus, by that precious blood, we can come boldly to the throne of grace to obtain mercy in time of need. And if there's ever a time right now that we've seen many needs, now is it. You who are listening, I'm sure, are in a situation that you have need of something. But as his child, you can go boldly to the throne of grace, and you can obtain mercy to access the provision for the needs that you have. And we have to ask ourselves, where, if we can come before the throne of grace, where is the throne? Well, the throne is in truly the heavens. But the Lord has made provision for us, as he did John the Apostle. If you recall, in Revelation chapter 4, verse 1, the Apostle John was caught up by the Spirit of God. He heard a voice behind him. He heard the sound. And the Lord brought him into the throne room. And there he received revelation. And you know, saints of God, God is no respecter of persons. You who are warriors and intercessors and all those who are born again by the blood of Jesus, the veil has been rent and the Lord has prepared and made a way for us to come into the very throne room of God. You see, when I engage in prayer, prayer is not a ritual. Prayer is not a routine. Prayer is an engagement to be joined to the Lord in his manifest presence and taking us into his presence, right into the throne room of God. This is a spiritual thing that happens through true prayer. I thank God that we have this ability that Jesus made for us by his shed blood, his precious blood. But this is for you as well. And I want to encourage you to be seeking the face of God and allow him to draw you into his most intimate presence. Allow him by the Spirit of the Lord, the Holy Ghost, to catch you up and bring you into that throne room in a spiritual dimension of grace where you can fellowship with him, receive him, and hear from him. And we have that access again by the blood of Jesus. Ephesians 2:6 speaks of the access that we have that's been made there possible by that precious blood of Jesus. But saints, you can go into the very throne room of heaven. You can come before the presence of God and receive that mercy. But what I want to share also is not just the throne of grace, a place to obtain, amen, mercy through your petitions and for your prayers and for your intercessions. But did you know that the throne room is also a place of divine justice? In the book of Daniel, chapter 7, verse 10, there's a scripture there that has some profound implications of future events, but it also has a present reality. Everything that God is and does has a present application as well as a prophetic future implication. Faith is now. Now faith is. And so when you grasp that, you can begin to believe God, amen, for a visit to his throne room of justice. Some of you need to be, amen, recipients of divine justice. Many of you have had injustices that has occurred against you. And let me just stop here for just a moment before I go on, because when I think of the term injustice, I think of a dear native. His name is Leonard Peltier, and he is to this day an imprisoned Native American, and he's considered by Amnesty International and other groups and other individuals, in fact, as being a political prisoner. And this Native American, he was convicted for basically murder, and he's been now in prison for some 29 years. And there are many contradictions in his particular case, and there has been some evidence seemingly withheld that could have negated his conviction. And what I want to declare to you this afternoon as I speak to you about the throne room of God's justice is that I believe that as you begin to pray for this Native American brother, you see, I believe it's time that he receives justice from heaven where he's been denied justice by men. When you can't receive justice in the courts of men, you can bring your court's case boldly to the throne room of God, and God, who is a God of justice, the Ancient of Days, can begin to speak justice and release a judgment of justice in your favor. This poor man, Leonard Peltier, he's presently suffering from diabetes and high blood pressure and a heart condition. And so his time for true justice is really short. And so I implore you that's listening today by radio to please, through petitionary prayer and through faith, bring this case boldly to the throne of God, that we might receive justice on Mr. Peltier's behalf. And Brother Curtis, I'm going to let you just jump in here before I go on in just a moment and just join me in this plea for prayer for Leonard Peltier.
Yes, definitely. Brothers and sisters, wait, hold on, let me double check, make sure. All right, sorry. Thought I was on mute. yes, brothers and sisters out there, you know, I do petition for you know, just pray for Brother Leonard Peltier. He's a blessed brother, I'm telling you. During the time of the Wounded Knee occupation back in, I guess, the mid-70s, you know, 75, 1975, somewhere on there. There was a lot of things that was portrayed against this man. There was a lot of inconsistencies in his case. You know, everybody has heard of Mr. Peltier and the things that he's done on the behalf of the Native Americans. But I got a little just a list of things. I'm just kind of read out some things that actually happened. As an imprisoned Native American, Brother Peltier is a Native American imprisoned considered by Amnesty International, Southern Christian Leaders Conference, National Congress of American Indians, the Robert F. Kennedy Memorial Center for Human Rights, Archbishop Desmond, and Reverend Jesse Jackson, among many others, to be a political prisoner who should be immediately released. Leonard Peltier was convicted for deaths of two FBI agents who died during the 1975 shootout on the Pine Ridge Indian Reservation. Mr. Peltier has been in prison for over 29 years. The Wounded Knee occupation of 1973 marked the beginning of a three-year period of political violence on the Pine Ridge Indian Reservation. The tribal chairman hired vigilantes self-titled as goons to rid the reservation of American Indian movement aim, activists, and sentiment. More than 60 traditional tribal members and AIM members were murdered and scores more were assaulted. Evidence indicted goon responsibility for the majority of the crimes, but despite a large FBI presence, nothing was done to stop the violence. The FBI supplied the goons with intelligence on AIM members and looked away as goons committed crimes. One former goon member reported that the FBI supplied him with armor-piercing ammunition. Leonard Peltier was an AIM leader and asked by traditional people on Pine Ridge, South Dakota, to support and protect the tribal people being targeted for violence. Mr. Peltier and a small group of young AIM members set up camp on a ranch owned by a traditional Jumping Bull family. On June 26, 1975, two FBI agents' unmarked cars followed a pickup truck and onto the Jumping Bull ranch. The families immediately became alarmed and feared an attack. Shots were heard and shots out. Shootout erupted. More than 150 agents, goons, and law enforcement surrounded the ranch. When the shootout ended, the two FBI agents and one Native American lay dead. The agents were injured in the shootout and were the shots at close range. The Native American Joseph Schuntz and one shot in the head by a sniper rifle bullet. Mr. Schuntz's death has never been investigated, nor has anyone ever charged in connection with his death. According to FBI documents, more than 40 Native Americans participated in the gunfight, but only AIM members Rabdood and Daryl Butler and Leonard Peltier were brought to trial, were arrested and first and went to trial. A federal jury in Iowa acquitted them on grounds of self-defense, finding their participation in the shootout was justified given the climate of fear that existed on the Pine Ridge Indian Reservation. Further, they could not be tied to the close-range shooting. Leonard Peltier was arrested in Canada on February 6, 1976, along with Frank Blackhorse, a.k.a. Frank Deluce. And the United States presented the Canadian court with an affidavit signed by a native here, a native lady. I'm not going to put her name on here. Basically, what they did is they basically threatened and bullied her into signing this false affidavit. And later she came out and she said, well, you know, my statement, because of what they did, that's why I signed my affidavit, which was false. And whenever she went to go recant it, basically the judge wouldn't allow her up as basically a defendant or a witness on the behalf of Peltier. But brothers and sisters, that's just a small thing, and I got much more on here about Brother Peltier and the things that he's went through. And you know, this is a man that during a time where a total media blackout was portrayed here on the reservation concerning what happened here in Pine Ridge, South Dakota. There's so many different things. I mean, I've heard from AIM members that were taken away to these safe houses and basically tortured and beaten by by these entities, and you know, forced to undergo some very rigorous things, all for the sake that they wanted to protect their homelands. They wanted to protect the people that they loved and stop them from basically being harassed, violated, and killed. So, you know, there's a lot of things that have went on in this nation, in the United States, that most people, you know, don't realize or never heard about because of the media blackout on it. And, you know, that's why where we live, you know, there's such a mixed emotions of not only the federal government, but people in general coming out here. That's why there's been time and time again of instances that every time a people group or person groups comes out here, you know, things kind of get stirred up, so to speak. So, Brother Marcus,
amen.
Do you have anything else? Oh, sorry.
Amen, brother. Let me just say one more thing, please, because this is so important. I want to say to the people from Lakota Nation and all the Native Americans in general that I'm a white man, that these guys that made this thing, they are not from my family. They are not from my race.
Amen.
They don't represent myself, my country, my values of my family, and much less they represent the God that I serve. These are not Christian people. Even if they argue with the Bible on their hands in the name of their gods, this is the sons of the devil. That's not this Jesus that me and Brother Marks have to show.
Amen.
To the Native American people. This is our enemies that they enslave ourselves for years on a system, a religious system, that is a materialistic matrix made in the name of another Jesus. This is not the spiritual things, the spiritual kingdom that we have now to offer, to give free to all those that they feel the presence of God, the Great Spirit, that they are enslaved by these creatures, by these devils with a tie on his necks, called the fake humans.
Yes.
These, they are white outside, but they are dark, very, very dark inside. So please, from a white guy to Native American people, don't be mistaken, don't be deceived. There are good and bad people in all the races. There are good and bad Native American people. Don't be mistaken. It was not Jesus Christ. It was not by His will this happened. This only happened because you have been, like we have been, enslaved by a kingdom that is not from God. It's by fallen angels.
Yes.
It's by bad spirits. They don't want you to know all the completely God that we know now. You know the Father. You feel the Spirit. But you need to know the sacrifice that the Son, the God-made man, Jesus Christ, made on the cross to give you the forgiveness of your own sins, because nobody's perfect. And you need people for more reasons for you, and you have many, many, many reasons to feel the injustice. But you are not perfect. Your ancestors also killed people. So there's a return. So you just need to win the pride. Because the spirit that makes us just in ourselves, it's not from God. You only need to receive by grace the God that Brother Marcus is trying to show you with his actions.
Thank you.
You only need to receive it by grace. You don't need to pay nothing. You just need great spirit. You just need to say, great spirit, show me your son. Is it true that he died? You have made yourself a man to die, to give us freedom, to give us eternal life. You just need to open your heart to know the third person of the God, of the Trinity. That's all you have to do. Because I know the soldiers that killed your ancestors on the wind knee. I don't know, is this name, Brother Mark? Widow knee? No? Where was the massacre?
Hello, my brother.
Knee. Yes, right?
All right.
Where was the massacre of the Native American people?
The massacre was a Wounded Knee. Wounded Knee, South Dakota.
Those soldiers that killed children and women, that they made that sin, that horrible sin, that America needs to give to ask pardon, to ask forgiveness to God for that.
Yes.
Or she will be destroyed because of things like this. Americans, people, you guys, Christian, white people, need to ask forgiveness to God.
Yes.
You need to repay this. You need to try to take care of your own people there. Or you will be destroyed. You can build any church you want, but you need to be humble and go get these guys on Pine Ridge Reservation and all the other sites and make them good. Help them, because you own this to them. And maybe it's hope for America. Because these soldiers, they receive medals by killing these people.
Yes.
And this man, Leonard Peltier, is on jail for more than 20 years in a trial that everybody knows it was a fake. He was not present. They forced testimonies against him. It was not his car on the site of the murder.
Mm-hmm.
And they only need a scapegoat to make fear to all the Native American people. Russell Mean died saying a big, big truth. I will die, but I will die happy. Because my prison of my people in my reservation, it's your prison now. You, all American people, you need to make good to your own people.
That's right.
Before you try to save all the other countries. Please, I'm telling this because I'm not an American. But I know how much I owe to you guys. My freedom here in Europe, it's because people like you, like the Native American people, like the black people, like the white people of America, they come to fight for our freedom. And now it's my turn to tell you the truth. Pray for this man. Pray for, and please help churches, pastors, help. Go get these guys from the drugs. Go get these guys from the alcohol. Make them happy. Show them Jesus Christ with actions, not with sermons. That's what Brother Marcus is doing there. And you, all Christian, American Christian, need to do. Follow the example of Brother Marcus. That's all I have to say.
Well, Brother Jose, bless you for those humbling words. I thank you for your passion and for your sincerity in caring about the oppression of the Lakota people here and others across the world. And, you know, as I was listening to you share that passion in your heart for truth, the Spirit of the Lord just dropped into my heart. There's a term that is used in intercessory prayer. It's called identificational repentance. And what that means basically is that, as the prophets of old did, they stood in the gap, and they themselves may not have even been born yet, nor had they participated in perpetrating any atrocities against any culture or people themselves. But being aware of the sin and of the tragedies of cultures and people, they stood in the gap and prayed as if they themselves had committed these crimes. You listening today out there in Radio Land, you may not have been directly involved in the murder of the Lakota people or any other people of culture across this world, but if you're a born-again child of God, you can stand in the gap and intercession, and you can pray and ask forgiveness for the crimes and atrocities that have been perpetrated against the Native American people. You can stand and identify by prayer and intercession, and God looks at that very intently, very seriously. And let me just continue to say, too, that we had mentioned a political prisoner, Leonard Peltier, but there are also many spiritual prisoners out there that do not know Jesus. They have not received him as their Messiah. They've not received him as their life. Jesus is the life, the truth, amen, and the way. And they've not yet been receptive to the wooing of the Holy Ghost to receive the Lord Jesus. But I believe today that you who are out there that know how to pray under the unction and the anointing of the Holy Spirit can stand in the gap as intercessors, and you can destroy the strongholds that are upon the people's minds and hearts.
Amen.
You can take the power of the Spirit of God in prayer and break the darkness that's upon the minds of people that cannot see the revelation of Jesus. You can break the bonds, the cords, the chains and fetters upon other people's life through strategic intercession, moving and groaning and travailing in the Holy Spirit until God gives the answer. You can be a part of setting spiritual prisoners free. We want to see justice for the political prisoners, as Brother Leonard Peltier, but we also want to see, amen, the power of God anoint intercessors and raise them up to pray on the behalf of this unsaved world and pray that God will give grace and time to those that don't yet know Jesus to come to him and receive him as Lord Jesus, as Messiah, as the Son of God for who he really is, and pray for the blindness of the people that have been the recipient of these atrocities and crimes. Pray for the Lakota people. Pray for other indigenous cultures and people groups who have been just attacked and just coerced and brought under such great demonic deception. Pray for them that the Holy Spirit will bring them to an understanding that they need Jesus. If I've ever had a burden for harvest of souls on my heart, amen, now is that time. But you out there,
amen,
can go to the throne of justice, and you can take your case, whether it be for yourself or for other people, and by faith you can stand,
amen,
in the very presence of the Most High God and plead your case just like Job did. You know, when Job, in chapter 13, the 18th verse of Job, before he went to appear before God in petition, he prepared his case. When Satan is on your case, Brother Jose, that's when the people need to prepare their case and to take
Amen.
It to the God of heaven, who's the God of justice. Job 13:3, amen. God was listening to Job's reasoning about what he was going through. The Lord cares about what you're going through, irrespective of what the adversary has done to you, the attacks, the vexation. The Lord cares, and he wants you to come before his presence as a righteous judge and present your case. Job 23, verse 1 through 6, take your complaint, take your petition to heaven's court, and you can receive justice for yourself, your own situation, the trials and tests that others are going through, and for the souls that are still in the servitude of spiritual darkness. Brother Jose and myself and Brother Curtis, we want to see the captive set free. That's what Brother Jose's program is all about, setting the captives free by destroying demonic strongholds. And glory to God, that's exactly what's going to happen in the power and the demonstration of the Holy Spirit. Brother Jose, God is going to give you favor. He's going to give you a platform of extended coverage. God is going to give you power, ability, and gifts to reach the multitudes and to bring the restoration of God, the restitution of God back into, amen, the lives of people that need the intervention of God. God is going to use you mightily to do this. I release and decree that word in Jesus' name. Amen. So, saints, right now, I want to encourage you, there's hope in receiving justice for yourself or others before the throne of grace.
Amen. Brother Marcus, I would like to reinforce this idea about the ancient sins. I don't remember now. I can't find here on the Bible online about the God doesn't forget the injustice that the kings were doing.
Yes.
And even after a long years, some things bad could happen on the people of Israel because of ancient sin. So please, once again, I will repeat this. When you see your president in Africa, South Africa, call on a ceremony honoring Nelson Mandela, and that president was re-elected with the funds that people he promised to reopen the case of Leonard Peltier.
Right.
He received money to be on the White House with people that they were counting with them. You need to understand this. You need to shame your president, your administration, you Christian people that have word in yourself, that have honor in yourself. You need to make petitions. You must make movements on the streets,
yes.
Specific movements, manifestations to say, we want to open the case because this is an injustice. This is not a case for Native American people. This is for your sake because it's the future of America. There's a sword. There's a sword above all your heads because this is ancient that are not resolved.
Yes.
It's your families. They will pay the price of enslavement, of slavery, for so much souls. This Masonic administration, fake Christian, they made a fake Christian country. Because if they were Christian, they would never do these atrocities like the Nazis. Please, it's your future, it's your son, it's your grandson that are at stake. If you take actions now, you, like Brother Will Rogers so much time say, your word creates worlds because your word is listened by the King of Kings. You only need to guide God to decree the freedom of this man. When God decreed this, there are no devil, no president, no Obama, no Hillary Clinton, nothing that can stop. If he tries to stop, he die. It's you, my brother, it's you, my sister, that have the power in your tongue, in your heart, to say, I want to be on the gap by this man. Father, you know everything. Let it just be done.
Yes.
That's what Brother Marcus is saying. You have the power, my sister. You think that you are nothing? Let me tell you a little story before I pass to Mark. Let me tell you what these people, these Indian people, know about life. Let me tell you this story of the Cherokee. The father takes his son to the forest during the late afternoon, covering his eyes and leaves him there alone. The child sits alone atop of a mountain at night and cannot remove the blindfold until the rays of the sun shine on the day. This is the rite, the passage from youth of the Cherokee Indians. It's an ancient tradition. He cannot cry for help to anybody. If he spends the whole night there, he will be considered a man. He cannot tell the other boys' experience, but each must become a man on his own way, facing the fear of the unknown. The boy is naturally terrified. He can hear all kinds of noises, while animals can naturally be around him. Maybe some human could come and hurt him. Insects and snakes can come poking it. It can be cold, hunger, and thirsty. The wind blows the grass and the hurt snakes the trump, shark shakes the trumps. But he sat stoically, never removing the blindfold. According to the Cherokees, this is the only way he can become a man. Finally, after the horrific night, the sun appears and the blindfold is removed. He then discovers his father sitting next to him on the mountain. He was up all night protecting his son from harm. He also never be alone, never was alone. Even when we don't realize God is watching us, sitting next to us. When problems come, all we need to do is trust in God and He is protecting us. This is an Indian tradition. Maybe you didn't know about this, but the Indians knew. This is our father. You think you don't have power? God is sitting right beside you, saying, hear my servants. You have the power to create a new world. You, that thing that you don't have more nothing to do on this world. You that lost a parent, lost a wife, a son. Remember, you are an eagle. You are an eagle, and you are renewed by the Holy Spirit with the oil that God said to Brother Marx, today I want to use your life to bring justice. Amen, brother.
Brother Jose, what a powerful story. I'm sitting here just overwhelmed by the spiritual implications of what you just shared. Just think about it, saints out there. The young man that was destined to come into his own manhood was not alone. Unbeknownst to him, even though he couldn't see him, his father was there right beside him all throughout the entire process. Brother Jose, that makes me want to shout and give God some praise, give God some glory, knowing that what Jesus said, he is so true when he said, I will never leave you, nor will I ever forsake you. God the Father will not leave you nor forsake you. It might look dark. You might not be able to see what's going on. You might feel alone, but you're not alone. And whoa, my God, I just thought too about, amen, here's a young man that's destined to come into manhood. And can I decree and declare, Brother Jose, that there is a man-child company of overcomers who know the Lord Jesus and the power of the Holy Spirit, who is about to be birthed into this earth, who is going to be raised up to destroy spiritual strongholds, the strongholds of darkness. That gets me excited. God is moving to birth, amen, right now, a righteous remnant of believers who will be used of God to put under their feet, amen, the powers of darkness, and who shall soon, by the strength of God, crush Satan under their feet. You see, I believe that when Jesus spoke in the book of Revelation, Brother Jose, that he spoke about overcomers. There are many promises to overcomers, and I believe that you have an audience who are potential overcomers in Jesus. We are not afraid of the powers that be. We're not going to bend and bow to the Antichrist powers or any political system. We have an allegiance to the Lamb of God, and we by faith have determined to follow the Lamb whithersoever he goes, no matter what the price, because the price we pay is simple obedience. The greater price that was already paid was the precious blood of Jesus, which makes us desirous to be obedient. Doing the commands of God is not grievous. It is not. It is a joy when you can obey God. Jesus said, if you love me, you will obey my commands. You will obey my word. And, Brother Jose, there's a love in my heart that cannot be taken. I don't care what man might do to me. Amen. There's two things they can't take from me, and that's the love of Jesus and the anointing and the plan of God that he's put on my life for his kingdom purposes. So I'm excited today because I know in your audience, Brother Jose, there are some fired up, blood-washed, glory to God, spirit-baptized believers that want to take the kingdom by force. The violent take the kingdom by force. And there's a group of listeners that are on your program, Brother Jose, that are laying a hold to the promise of God. For every promise in him is yea and amen, and they're going to hold on and hold out and hold up. They're going to hold on to the promise. They're going to hold up the banner of the blood of Jesus and the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus, which they have become by faith. And there will be that righteous remnant that shall be raised up mightily, amen, to be a thorn in the devil's side, glory to God, and enforce the victory that Jesus won on the cross of Calvary when he said, it is finished. You see, when Jesus died, amen, he declared a statement and a decree of victory, and it was right to the kingdom of darkness. When Jesus declared on the cross, it is finished, that rained through the corridors of hell and put fear in the devil's heart, and the courts of demons had to tremble, but yet they were determined to try again to continue their evil. But God is a God who is an overcomer himself, and he is going to raise up of his own image and likeness, a group of end-time overcomers. And Brother Jose, you and your program will be one that will herald that victory call to come into the ranks of God as good soldiers of Jesus Christ, fighting the good fight of faith and putting the powers of darkness where they belong, under our feet for Jesus. I'm excited for you, Brother Jose.
Amen. That's all I want to receive. It's my crown, because that's what Jesus promised. And when I was 24, when I gave myself to Jesus, because he saved the life of my mom, I said to him, okay, I just want to be your friend. I don't need anything else. And he's faithful. I want you to know, people, that there are two things that God teach me first. The first one was that the work is his work, not mine.
That's right.
It's for his glory. It's by his power. So I never should be deceived to receive the glory for myself, even if I do wonders. And I have seen wonders.
Yes.
But the second lesson that I want to share today with you, Brother Max, because I promised that I would share with you the work of God in my life. Because I know that it's in this connection, it's in this mixture of experience that we are, God is moving in our hearts. So I want you to know that it's not an easy road. It's a very tiny road. God is that Father that is around us, but we not every time we can see Him or feel Him. But He is there. And that lesson I learned when I was 26 years. After 2 or 3 years being converted, the devil asked God, to the Father, to touch in everything. He touched in my health. He killed my father. He touched again in the health of my mom, but she's alive. I lost a bride because she wants to marry on the Catholic Church. I didn't want, so we've lost it. We ended, and it was a night when I was completely alone. I was alone in my house. My mom was in an hospital. My father was in another hospital. I didn't have nobody, and I was with hunger in my heart. I was talking to God. I was yelling to God, "You betrayed me. You betrayed me, Jesus. Where are you now?" And I was so hungry that I took the Bible and I said, "Is this true? Where are you now? I don't see you. I don't feel you. Why am I so sad? Why my life is like this?" And I threw the Bible to the ground. And when I put my fist to the sky and said, "Oh, you, I was saying something, and suddenly I received a point in my heart. Boom! I only had time to say, "Sorry." All my being shake by the power of the Spirit that gave me a pain in the heart.
Yeah.
And I felt so ashamed, so little, that I put my tail in the midst of my hand, my legs, and I went to bed. Because I said, when I was yelling to God, I said, "Even only if you let me see yourself and touch in your hand like Thomas, I will believe that you are faithful. Look at me now. Where are you now?" That's when I took my feet to the sky and I was saying, "Oh, oh, 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 boom." And I said, "Oops, sorry." That's how God showed me. It was me. It was him. And I went to bed. You know, now this is the biggest part. You may be thinking, "Oh, heavy story." Now hear the rest. And I hope that you are ready, Brother Mark. Because I know the Spirit that is in you will testify. You and Curtis and all the true worshipers. I fell asleep that night. I don't know how much time I slept. I just know that in the middle of the night, in the dark of the room, outside was raining. It was an horrible night. Suddenly I was conscious. Not awakened, but conscious. And suddenly the door of my room opened. And I saw a figure. I could not see, but it was a shadow figure. When that figure entered the room, it was like the room was full of the most pure love that I ever felt. It was like the air was love. It was like I was breathing love, and a warming love like I never felt in my life. It was like I was swimming in love. That figure approached the bed, sit on the bed, took me to his chest, with a hand start moving his fingers on my head, and talked to me in a way that I can only I can express it like a telepathy. Even when you cannot feel me, or you think that I am not feeling you, I want you to know that I will never let you go. I will never fail. I always be around. You know why? I know that I tried to say something, but it continues. I am going to show you why. He grabbed my hand, and he put my hand on his hand, and said, put your fingers here, and feel the price that I paid. And I could feel the mark that he made. I passed my fingers above, I don't know how much, but mark was there. He said, go tell my people that I'm always here. This is what I share with Curtis and all the other brothers that think they have forgotten of Jesus Christ. Remember the story of the Indian, that God is bigger than native. Their God give them this wisdom, how much our Father will not give you experience if you have them in the throne, in the throne of the judgment.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Brother
Father Marcos, you have eight minutes to feel free to go where the Spirit leads you.
Okay. I just got caught up in a moment of just meditative worship there for a moment, and just thank God for, I'm thanking God for this program, amen, and brother, for your heart. And Brother Jose, let me just ask a question. What is your wife's first name?
Diane?
Okay.
Diane.
If it's okay, I need to release a word for her and you on this program, and for the benefit of the listeners to pray. You know, in 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 18, the Apostle Paul was speaking to his spiritual son, Timothy. And he told him that when the word of God prophetically was spoken over his life, that he could take that prophetic word and do warfare with it. And I just believe that Brother Jose, you and your wife, Diane, are going to be able to take the written word of God, but also the prophetic word of God, and begin to wage a good warfare. And what I heard the Lord saying was, and this is for Diane, I heard the word of the Lord saying that indeed I have granted you spiritual discernment, yes, even the gift of discerning of spirits, and I've brought you into a place where you shall become even more visionary than what you've walked into before. For the Lord says, I'm even charging now your spiritual batteries, I'm causing your discernment to come to another level for days of warfare ahead, and I'm even touching your body right now and bringing the strength and life of God into your physical body. And the word of the Lord for you, Brother Jose, is that God says you are a ship that is going to break the ice. The last days shall indeed be a time of lukewarmness and even coldness, and many hearts shall turn cold against the love of God. But the Lord says that you're going to be a spiritual icebreaker, and to even those who have fallen away and to those who are backslidden, God is going to cause you to lift your voice and release words of grace to bring them back, and they will repent and find their place back in the kingdom of God again. And you'll be able to restore them, train them, and teach them to be spiritual warriors on the front lines of this end-time warfare. So the word of the Lord says, get ready, man of God, for you're going to be in a time that I'm going to cause great, great, great grace to be released upon you, even in the times of persecution, as I release my great grace upon the apostles in the book of Acts. Now's the time that I'm releasing that great grace upon you and your ministry that I've called you into and given to you in this hour. So be strong, says the Lord, and be of great courage, and know that I'm sending help and that I'm sending provision for you and for your wife and for the ministry that I've given to you, says the Lord.
Amen. Brother Mark, I want the people to know that what you have said now, particularly with my life, about that ship. You didn't know, but I'm going to say, one of our brothers of our ministry, we can say this, had already had a vision about a ship breaking ice. So it's just a confirmation. It's just a confirmation of what you have said. So I want you to know that this is one more signal of Jesus that he is leading the way, he is present. So I want you all, my sisters and my brothers that are hearing now and that they will hear later, it's not you that have chosen Jesus Christ. Jesus has chosen you to hear this because he wants to use you. You are not forgotten. You are not. You may be forgotten by men, but never, never by the Holy God.
Yes,
amen,
Lord.
Brother Marcus. So I want you to know that you were used by the Holy Spirit to a confirmation of something that he used on a vision, another person to talk to me.
Well, we give God the glory for what he's doing with you, Brother Jose, and again, we sincerely thank you for your friendship and for this partnership that God's established, and we look forward to working with you and being able to minister, you know, to the saints worldwide through your program every Wednesday.
Amen. Brother Max, I want to invite you to send me one or 2 days before the days of the show a direction to where you want to go on your show, okay? So I can prepare to send you the link to share with the people, okay? So with one or 2 days before, you send me a mail about the issue of the show, about the main theme, and then I'll prepare the show, okay? You know that all Wednesdays will be Pine Ridge Warriors show.
Well, Curtis and I appreciate that, man of God, and we will do that. And Curtis is very good at these things, so he'll be able to help me get that done.
Amen.
Definitely.
Brother Mark and Curtis, we have 1 minute and a half until the show ends. So each one of you, one last words.
Brother Curtis, why don't you release a prayer over all the listeners today upon this radio program, and just ask the Lord's favor upon Brother Jose's radio program.
Yes. Father God, I just come before your throne right now, Lord God, and I just ask your blessings to be upon each and every one of the listeners out there, Lord God, that you begin to just show up yourself in every aspect of their lives, Lord God, that you begin to bless them in their workplaces, Lord God, that you begin to bless them in their family, in their homes, Lord God, that any relationships that are broken, Lord God, I ask that you mend them right now in Jesus' name. That, Father God, that your blessing will just be upon our brother Jose's show, that he'll start seeing an influx of people in here, Lord God, that will be able to just be blessed by the things that he's sharing, Lord God. And that even the unsaved that are listening to this program, even now or in the future, Lord God, that I ask that, Jesus, that you just show yourself true to them in a way where they cannot deny that you are the one true King. I thank you for all these things in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Amen. Give my regards to Brother Jose, too. And see you next week. I will see you on your show, Brother Marcus.
Look forward to it, man of God. We love and appreciate you. Bless you and your wife and ministry.
Amen. God bless all. Thank you, family. See you later.
God bless.
Shalom, shalom.
Shalom.